It's Sunday morning, and as I walk the dog, there's a police helicopter hovering over my head. I have absolutely no idea why. This will be possibly the last dog walk this week for me. I'll wave at him, tell him it's not me he's looking for. That doesn't seem to have convinced him, as he appears to be getting a little bit closer to me right now. Okay, I'll stick my V's up instead. Yeah, that seems to have done it. And he's going away. So, I'll not only miss the dog this week, I'm obviously going to miss the family this week, because I will be undertaking a journey from Land's End to John O'Groats, and today I'll be heading down to Land's End so that I can start tomorrow morning. Land's End to John O'Groats being the furthest point, furthest distance between two points in Great Britain, and I'm to undertake this journey on foot initially, before I stick my thumb up, in the hope that somebody, either random person or person from my networks, stops and gives me a lift in exchange for data or text messages or international phone calls or whatever freebies, and that will be the hashtag FREEBEES, I can offer from the Vodafone SIM cards I have in my pocket. This is my only currency, 5 Vodafone SIM cards with £10 of credit, and when they are registered, I can choose as to what freebies I have. I imagine I'll be sticking mainly to the 500 megs of free data, because the uses I can find for data, I believe, are plentiful if I think about it now. Say, for example, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, I haven't got any money for food either. I could potentially go into a shop and say, hey, how about I take your portrait in exchange for a sandwich? I imagine the first 5-6 shops may throw obscenities at me and kick me out, but there may be one kindly person that gets this, who says, yes, I'd love to have a portrait emailed to me, and maybe even you could give me some social media consultation, and use the data, or you can give my shop a shout out, or let's do an interview, or who knows. The opportunities will no doubt unfold before me. I hope so, because I'm already feeling hungry and I've just had breakfast. So worst case scenario, 5 days, that's the time I've got to get from Land's End to John O'Groats. I guess I'll lose a bit of weight, but I could also do with a bit of energy, so we'll see what happens. Exciting and daunting all at the same time. I've hitched for many years, and it's not a problem for me to stick my thumb out, and I've live streamed some of my hitches, and I've hitched using social media before. Not quite to the extent of Twitch hiker Paul Smith, who has done some absolutely astounding trips using his social networks. Hang on a second, I've got to call the dog.
Come here.
Many years ago. And I'm actually going to be taking my backpack from many years ago. My kind of lucky light, it's not actually lightweight, but small, because it means I don't try and pack it with stuff. Backpack from when I wandered Europe like one of the characters from Hermann Hesse's book Narcissus and Goldman. Only those that have read it would understand this, but no plan. Stick my thumb up, see what happens. Back then I could hobo trains, but one of the rules, if you check out my blog, documental.ly, it's documentally with a dot between the L's, you'll see the rules and regulations down on a blog post starting Land's End to John O'Groats, it's called. I'm not allowed to break the law, which kind of makes sense. Don't necessarily want me getting arrested and ruining everything. So back then, I was just bumming around Europe, and it was one of the best days and times of my life, I guess, when it comes to travel. And that part of me that remembers that is really excited about this week. knowing that anything can happen. Already in the networks, when I've said I'm doing this, people are saying, hey, if you need a bed for the night in Newcastle, or you need somewhere to stay, so-and-so, or hey, I'll offer you food and lodgings in exchange for, and hey, if you need a lift between here and here, and this is absolutely fantastic. This is exactly what I need to feel like I can do this. And what I'm hoping to do, already Dave Buddhamagna has created a mashup where my audio boos and certain bits and bobs will go to a page. Richard Mackney was already offered to create a bit of a mashup, and I think he's going to be doing stuff with Google Maps, and I'm hoping that any offers of assistance can get tagged on a Google map that I can reference when on my journey, because I have no route planned. I have nothing planned. I haven't actually technically completely packed yet. I've got my bag out and threw some stuff on top of it, but packing is definitely an art, so I'll be taking the next couple of hours doing that, hopefully. So anybody out there who wishes to offer some assistance, either leave a comment at the bottom of this boo, you can at me at documentally, you can email me, my email address is available on ourmaninside.com, and you can just let me know, please, and then hopefully I'll tag you to, or Richard Mackney will tag you to a Google map, and I can kind of get a picture of how I'm going to work my way up the 800 plus miles to get to, when I looked at them on the map last night, quite a northerly point. Not the most northerly point, I've since found out, but the furthest point from Land's End. So, yeah. Exciting times and slightly worrying times all at the same time. Follow the hashtag which Vodafone have given me. Freebies, FREEBEES. And appreciate you listening this far. I'm rambling now, but I'll be rambling even more so tomorrow. Rambling from Land's End. Take care.